All right, you go ahead. You go ahead, you keep it secret. But you remember this. When you control the mail, you control information.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Comics and More with Gabe and Mandy. I'm Gabe.
I'm Mandy.
And it's been a while since we've done the show. It's been it's been since January sometime. I don't remember. But before then, it had been like a year. So, no. Before, I don't know.
We always have such good intentions when we start this. But then, well, life just gets in the way.
That's for sure. Anyway, we are back. And we are on iTunes now. So, I don't know how you're listening to us. Most of you, hopefully, I guess, will know that already. But hopefully that'll get us out to more people, which is just fun.
The podcasts on iTunes are free to download and listen to on your iTunes product.
Heck yeah, I listen to a whole bunch of podcasts. They're all, well, not all of them are good, but, and I mean, you know, all of them are good, actually, in their own way, and we are one that's good in our own way, so.
Hopefully. Well, it's been a fairly busy year this year. Our daughter Haley's getting big. She turned 2. She talks a lot. She's very, very entertaining, in fact. But frankly, that keeps us busy in the fact that we have to work and make money and keep her in diapers. So, and Gabe can tell you a little bit about what he's been doing this year.
Besides all of that, I started doing, I got out of school for web design, and so I've started a business. It's www.strivewebdesign.com, STRIVE, webdesign.com, so you can check that out if you'd like. Little plug. So I've been doing that. I had appendectomy surgery. I had appendicitis, and so that was interesting. I'd never been in the hospital before for anything, and it was, you know, it was kind of scary, but not so bad. Big scar though, like 4 inches. It hurt like a son of a bitch.
They gave you lots of loopy medicine too.
They did. They gave me Demerol in the hospital, which was, yeah, it was really knocked me for a loop. You know, talking gibberish and stuff. For at home, they gave me, what'd they give me? Darvocet, I think. Yeah. Something like that. But anyway, you know, but yeah, it really hurt. Appendicitis was really bad. It didn't burst, so it wasn't like emergency surgery, but I went into the hospital, or into the emergency room at like 8:30 in the morning, and at 3:30 that afternoon they were operating, so, you know. But anyway, got to stay in the hospital. But now, you know, you got to pay for all the bills, which is fun. But, you know, whatever.
Otherwise, we've been doing some reading lately to keep us busy. We are big supporters of your local library, and usually, I don't know how it works everywhere, but most states in the United States, the interlibrary system has a loan between everywhere in the state. So if your library doesn't have the book, all you have to do is request it, wait a little bit, and you'll get the book. I recently have been reading Raymond Feist. I'd read one of his books and hadn't really realized that he'd written a lot more. And so I've been reading the Serpent Wars saga, and I've read the first 2 books. Really like it, and I'm looking forward to the 3rd book. I think that the third book is in at the library, so I should be able to grab that soon. And I've also, Gabe and I have both read Fairy Tale.
Well, Fairy Tale was just a good, these people move into a house, and there's a fairy mound out in the backyard, and suffice it to say, the fairies and the people interact, and it, you know, it was just it was a good adventure story. And I've read a couple of Raymond Feist. Yeah, I read the Dark War saga. Anyway, yeah, I've been reading Bernard Cromwell, and he writes historical fiction and the Saxon, I guess, trilogy is pretty good. That's about early Britain, like 800 AD, 885, something like that. And the Saxons and the Danes are fighting, and so it's all about the Vikings and whatnot. But that's a good series, and he's a good author. But now I've burned myself out kind of on him because I read like 7 books in a row, and yeah, so
time to move on.
Yeah,
we also have read a really good new author. New author to us. I'm sure our friends overseas will be much more familiar. I was intrigued when I saw it in the library because I saw that Neil Gaiman, which is one of my favorite comic writers, was writing brilliantly about Martin Miller. And so it was Lonely Werewolf Girl, and we both really enjoyed that enough to get the only other book we can get at our local library system in this state, which was The Good Fairies in New York. He's written, I believe 6 or 7 other books, but we, unless we buy them, find them online somewhere for reasonably priced, we probably won't be reading them right now. But really enjoyed the author, would like to read more by him. I recommend both those books, Lonely Werewolf Girl and The Good Fairies of New York. They really kind of put a twist on characters that you thought you sort of knew what they were all about. The fairies kind of fought, and I was amazed at kind of how, I don't want to use the word awful, but just how they didn't get it, and they fought, and it was entertaining, and I enjoyed it.
What are we talking about? Good Fairies of New York? Yeah, I like both of them. I wish we could get more of his stuff. It took me a while to read Lonely Werewolf Girl, just because, I don't know, I just didn't. The first 20 or so pages didn't really grab me, so I didn't, but it ended up being a really fun story. It's about, the werewolf family from Scotland, their royalty, werewolf royalty, and the one girl runs away. She's like the black sheep of the werewolf family, which is funny. I did the Literary Committee, the Literacy Coalition, had an adult spelling bee in town, so I did that. That was fun. My team, it was teams, so, there's less pressure, but it was up on stage, and my team lost on the word passimology. So, and I never did learn how to spell it correctly because they weren't giving the correct spellings, which is kind of a jip. But, and then the winning word, we came in 4th out of 15. But we raised a lot of money for the literary, for people to read more good. But anyway, and then we did, like I said, the winning word was tryptophanase, as in, or having to do with, turkey, the chemical in turkey that makes you tired. So I don't know what the definition was, but, because in the final round there were no definitions either, so.
I know the drug is tryptophan. It must be some derivation of that word. The spelling bee was a lot of fun. I got some good pictures and some good video. Nice blackmail stuff for later, because he was on the Pink Flamingos team. He failed to mention that. He had a pink feather boa and shirt, pink t-shirt, and some green light-up glasses. He looked real cute. We also, on my birthday, went to see Batman, as I'm sure everyone has been to see The Dark Knight that is listening to this. I can't say enough good things about it. Heath Ledger was an excellent Joker. He really, really just did a great justice to that role, and I kind of liked that it was never an explanation of why he was how he was. And I liked how the Joker defined his relationship with Batman, that needy dependency they have for each other, that Batman needs to chase someone and that Joker desires to be chased, not necessarily caught, but chased. All in all, if you haven't seen it and I haven't ruined it too much, go see it. It was really good, or go see it again.
The Olympics are over. They just ended yesterday, I guess, 2 days ago. Ended up staying up way too late for 2 weeks and watching sports that I will never pay attention to ever again until the next Olympics, which is in London, which will be cool. I think they'll do a good job as far as the everything. Next weekend, we're going to Dragon Con, which is here in Atlanta. It's the 4-day, I guess it's the Southeast's biggest sci-fi everything convention. So we're going to that. We got tickets for Christmas as a gift from some friends. And so we are going on Sunday because that's the only day that we can, that it all worked out, you know. But that'll be fun. So we're going to walk around. Mandy's never been to a convention before. And I have, but not one of this size. I used to go to conventions when I was a kid, 14, 12, 13, 14. But yeah, nothing like this. So I'm really looking forward to it. They do a big parade down the street in costume. And last year on the news, I mean, it always makes the local news. And last year there were like 2,000 people. Something like that. Yeah. In costume. I mean, the thing gets like 30,000, you know, per day or something like that. But
yeah, I'm really excited about that. There'll be a lot of people. I want to thank my friends Tish and Ryan for making our trip possible. Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited. Like I said, I've never been, and Tish has gone to every festival that ever came to this area, and it's a little bit of everything. There's Doctor Who, there's every sci-fi, fantasy, anything. Comics, there's some wrestling. It's just amazing. There's so much stuff and so many things. It's spread out through 3 different hotels. They've got every grand ballroom, every little meeting conference room, plus all the vendors and the stuff that you can purchase, I'm sure. We're going to be wandering around and having a good time.
Maybe we'll have t-shirts on from our show. And then people who recognize us can be like, hey, there's those guys.
The 4 people that listen, you mean?
Yeah. No, we won't have t-shirts from the show. So, we'll probably both have t-shirts on. Anyway, so we have been talking for about 15 minutes or so, and it's good to be back with all you fine people out there who listen. We record the show on Podomatic.com, and just after checking today, I hadn't checked for months and months, we had 3 people today listen to at least one of the old episodes, and we've had 14 people in the past 30 days listen to the, so I was just really, frankly, I was amazed, so you could have knocked me down with nothing, but, so, I guess we're just about done, really. I want to plug, I don't know, do we want to read from the,
yeah.
Okay. Alright, well, we'll do a reading from the DC Comics, the DC Comics Encyclopedia, the definitive guide to the characters of the DC Universe. And I'll just flip the book open here. Well, no, here. You can flip it open. And then I'll read from it. And we'll read a character, a hero, and a villain. And we'll read their background. The show is called Comics and More, and I know we didn't really talk much about comics, but we're just kind of reacquainting ourselves with anybody who may listen. Okay, well, Mr. Mind, and this is page 206 of the DK Publishing's DC Comics Encyclopedia. First appearance, Captain Marvel Adventures, number 26, August 1943. He's a villain. His real name is unknown. His occupation is a criminal mastermind, which is good work if you can get it.
Yeah, it seems to be there's quite a few of those.
He's got a mobile base. He's 3 inches in length, and he weighs 5 ounces. Black eyes, no hair, and they really neglected to mention that he's kind of a caterpillar. From that, you would think he was just, from that description, you would think he was like a human, just 3 inches tall, 5 ounces. Yeah, he's got kind of an ant face. Like the creatures they put in Chekhov's ear in Star Trek 2. One of the planet's most formidable telepaths, though his physical strength is negligible, being that he's 3 inches long. The world's wickedest worm comes from Venus and claims that his people once ruled the Earth between the extinction of the dinosaurs and the first ice age. His dreams of planetary reconquest have so far come to nothing, but it may be only a matter of time. Years ago, Mr. Mind and his brethren plotted to escape their planet with the help of Dr. Savannah and launched an invasion with Fawcett City as their beachhead. Captain Marvel saved Earth by transporting the worms into deep space, where most of them froze. Sarge Steel took custody of Mr. Mind's comatose form. However, Mr. Mind took mental control of Sarge Steel, orchestrated the release of the Mr. Atom robot, which arrived in Fawcett City suburb of Fairfield, and detonated an atomic bomb. The firestorm flattened Fairfield, killed thousands, but that was just Mr. Mind's warm-up act. His agents, Monster Society of Evil, would have launched global nuclear Armageddon, but the Marvel family and others halted the countdown and apparently killed Mr. Mind. The Venusian worm recently emerged as the hidden puppeteer of Brainwave II during a takeover of Kondok. And there you have it. There's Mr. Mind. He is our villain of the month. This show is brought to you by Mr. Mind. And now we'll have a hero of the month, read randomly by flipping the pages until Mandy sees someone that the Creeper's a hero. Well, there you go. The Creeper. First appearance, Showcase 73, March 1968. Status, hero. Real name, Jack Ryder. Occupation, investigative reporter, adventurer. Base, Boston. 6 foot. 194, blue. His eyes are black as the Creeper. His hair is black, and it's green as the Creeper. He possesses extraordinary strength, stamina, and recuperative powers. An insanely fierce fighter. He looks creepy in the picture. He's huge. He's holding unless he's holding a doll. Reporter Jack Ryder was well known for his hard-hitting newspaper column. On the trail of a gangster known as Manny, Jack snuck into a masquerade party at Manny's house. However, the villain's thugs unmasked him, injected him with hallucinogenic drugs, dressed him in a goblin-like red and yellow outfit, and paraded him before the partygoers as a walking creep. When was this? 68. They then took him into the woods and shot him. Oh. Remarkably, Jack survived and was found by Professor Emil Yates, a scientist in Manny's employ, who healed him with a surgically implanted device. This invention bound the garish costume and the hallucinogens to Jack at the subatomic level, so he's always tripping. When Yates was murdered, Jack activated the device, and with insane glee killed Manny and his goons. Next morning, Jack awoke as his normal self. In time, Jack discovered that he could make his alter ego, the Creeper, emerge at will. Currently, in Metropolis, this giggling ghoul has got a reputation for scaring criminals into going straight. Metropolis, so he's a Superman. Occasional, yeah, guest star. And then the little caption on the picture says, Creep. Ryder's transformation into the Creeper may be more than skin deep, especially where the Creeper's doubtful sanity is concerned. And I guess if you were tripping all the time, you would have doubtful sanity.
Yeah, I guess so. You'd be a little more than crazy. I've never heard of him, but I can't say I've read a lot of superhero comic books. As always, you could email us at comicartgabe, comicartgabe, at yahoo.co.uk. And we'll get your emails and we'll read them online next month. We'd like to do this every couple weeks, and we'll try to do every month. You know, as everyone else, we have fairly busy lives. But thank you for listening, and I'm so pleased that people actually do listen. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you next time.
Remember to go to strivewebdesign.com and check it out. And if you need a website, or if anyone that you know needs a website, if you contact me and mention the show, I'll give you 15% off high-quality, affordable websites. E-commerce. Remember, go to your local library, support them, read comics. I know we didn't talk much about comics in this episode, but we'll talk some more. I'm reading Samurai. I got the 2 trade paperback. But anyway, I'm reading that. I haven't finished it, so we'll talk about them, and then Mandy's going to read them, and so we'll talk about that the next episode. And like I said, we'll talk to you about Dragon Con, and thank you for listening, and it should be fun, and podcasting is fun, so you guys are out there listening to all these different shows. There are some good ones out there. Yeah, Dude is one of my favorites. UHHYEAHDUDE, great podcast. They're hilarious. So, anyway, we're at 27 minutes just about, and this is before editing, so it'll probably be like 24 minutes, 20 minutes. Anyway, we'll see you next time, and thank you for listening, and we really appreciate it. This is Comics and More with Gabe and Mandy.